Hashtag sources of wisdom and authority in Islam, AQA A-Level RS podcast. Intro music, warm, thoughtful, slightly mysterious. Hello, and welcome to the A-Level Religious Studies podcast, your guide to acing those all-important exams. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into a cornerstone of the Islam component, sources of wisdom and authority. This isn't just about listing books. It's about understanding the very foundation of Muslim belief and practice. Get this right, and you're building the foundations for a top-grade answer. By the end of this 10-minute session, you'll be able to distinguish your Quran from your Qiyas and your Sunnah from your Shia Imam. Let's get started. Transition music, short, upbeat. Host. Right, let's tackle the core concepts. For AO1, you need to know the hierarchy of authority, and it all starts with the Quran. This is the absolute primary source. Examiners want you to use the term kalam, the direct, unadulterated word of Allah revealed to the Prophet Muhammad through the angel Jibreel. It's not just inspired, it is the word of God. Think of it as the ultimate authority, the constitution of Islam. Credit is always given for referencing its compilation under the Caliph Uthman, the Uthmanic Codex, which ensured its purity and uniformity. Next up, we have the Sunnah and Hadith. Now, candidates often conflate these. The Sunnah is the practice or trodden path of the Prophet Muhammad, his actions, his character, his approvals. The Hadith are the reports that record this Sunnah. So the Hadith is the vehicle, and the Sunnah is the destination. For top marks, you must evaluate the reliability of Hadith. Sunni Muslims revere collections like Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. They use a science of authentication called Isnad, which is the chain of narrators. A hadith with multiple, unbroken, reliable chains is called mutawatir and has near-certain authority. One with a single chain, ahad, is treated with more caution. This is where we see the first major divergence between Sunni and Shia Islam. While both accept the Quran and Sunnah, Shia Muslims only accept hadith transmitted through the Prophet's family and his designated successors, the Imams. Their primary collection is Al-Kafi by Al-Kulayni. This brings us to the third level of sources, where the paths really split. For Sunni Islam, when the Quran and Sunnah are silent on an issue, they turn to Aima and Qiyas. Aima is the consensus of qualified Islamic scholars on a new issue. Think of it as a scholarly agreement that establishes a ruling. Qiyas is analogical reasoning. This is a crucial skill for examiners to see. For example, the Quran forbids wine because it intoxicates. By Qiyas, Sunni scholars extend this prohibition to all intoxicants, like cocaine or heroin, because the effective cause, or ilah, is the same, intoxication. Marks are awarded for explaining this mechanism. Shia Islam, however, rejects Qiyas. They believe that human reason is fallible and instead turn to the authority of the imamate. They believe the 12 imams, descendants of the Prophet, were divinely appointed and infallible, a concept known as isma. Their guidance, even from the hidden 12th imam, is the primary source for interpreting the Quran and Sunnah. Alongside this, they use aql or rational reasoning, but it is the wisdom of the imam that ultimately unlocks the true meaning of the divine texts. Transition, music focused, analytical. Host. Okay, let's talk exam tips and common mistakes. A huge pitfall is treating Sharia law as a single book of rules. It's not. Sharia is the methodology of deriving law from these sources. You must present it as a dynamic process. Another common mistake is failing to contrast Sunni and Shia views. For a 15-mark AO2 question asking you to evaluate the authority of the hadith, a top-band answer must explore how a Sunni reliance on Bukhari differs from a Shia reliance on Al-Kafi and the Imams. Always use the Arabic terms kalam, isnad, mutawatir, isma, qiyas. It shows the examiner you are a specialist. For your AO1 questions, be precise. If you're defining hadith, immediately mention the isnad. If you're defining qiyas, give the wine to drugs analogy. For AO2, your conclusion must be a judgment, not a summary. Don't just say, in conclusion, there are many sources. Argue for which is most significant and why. For example, you could argue that while the Quran is the ultimate authority, the Sunnah is arguably more influential on a Muslim's daily life. Transition music. Quick, quiz-style beat. Host, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a second, and then give the answer. Let's go. 1. What is the Arabic term for the direct word of God?
Pause.
Kalam. 2. What is the difference between Sunnah and Hadith?
Pause.
Sunnah is the Prophet's practice. Hadith are the reports of it. 3. Name the two most authentic hadith collections for Sunni Muslims. Pause. Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. 4. What is the principle of analogical reasoning in Sunni law? Pause. Qiyas. 5. What is the Shia concept of the infallibility of the imams? Pause. Isma. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in a great position. Transition music, thoughtful, concluding. Host. So, to summarize, the sources of wisdom in Islam are a clear hierarchy, but one with a crucial split. For all Muslims, the Quran is the supreme source. The Sunnah, transmitted via hadith, is next. But how that Sunnah is interpreted and how new laws are derived depends on whether you follow the Sunni path of scholarly consensus, ijma, and analogy, khayaz, or the Shia path of infallible imams and their divine guidance. Understanding this structure and its key terminology is fundamental to success in your A-level exam. Other music warm, phaging out. Host, thanks for listening. Join us next time when we'll be tackling. Until then, happy revising!